From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Western allies are pushing ahead with efforts to expand the international coalition to fight the Islamic State in the aftermath of deadly terror attacks in Paris. In a speech to Parliament today, British Prime Minister David Cameron appealed for his country to join coalition airstrikes in Syria, asking, if not now, when? Cameron said U.S. President Barack Obama and French President Francois Hollande are both urging London to join the campaign. Britain has participated in airstrikes against the IS in Iraq, but not in Syria. Meantime, French President Francois Hollande is in Moscow attempting to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to participate. Russia will subject Turkish food imports to extra scrutiny as tensions rise over Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane near the Turkey-Syrian border. The tensions remain high today, with Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, saying his country will not apologize for downing the jet. He said if there is a party that needs to apologize, it is not us. Those who violated our airspace are the ones that need to apologize. Russia has now positioned a missile defense system in Syria in an apparent move to protect its warplanes operating over the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that Turkey's downing of the jet looks like a pre-planned provocation, but Russia will not go to war with Turkey. One Russian crewman was killed, and again, the Kremlin says Turkey has yet to issue a formal apology for the incident. The U.S. federal government is warning individual states they do not have legal authority to refuse refugees from Syria. The notification in a letter dated Wednesday from the Office of Refugee Settlement. The letter to states says they may not deny OPR-funded benefits or services based on a refugee's country of origin or a religious affiliation, and that failure to comply would be subject to enforcement action. This is VOA News.